time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does every other week, I've got Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emery County. We're going to talk about some cool events. These are like summer-ending events, and it always, you know, marks the end of summer when these events come up. A couple of them going on in Emery County over the next couple of weekends. We'll talk about those. The spotlight, he always likes to spotlight one department. We're going to talk about the travel office, and then we'll wrap up talking about some of the things that came out of the latest commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me again.
So let's start off with, how are things going in Emery County right now?
Good. You know, things are winding down. School started. Love High School activities, events, and sports. And so it's been nice to see people around in the buzz of school starting again. I know the kids probably don't appreciate it much, but it's good to see the kids out doing things. And just a couple of events that you mentioned, Dave, was Peach Days this weekend in Farron. A couple cool things going on there would be a golf tournament on Saturday. And then they are doing a squat competition at the in Farron at the exercise Great Life facility there in Farron. So if you're interested in a squatting competition, that might be fun for you. But all the other Peach Days events this weekend. And then, excuse me, Melon Days next weekend, softball tournaments, parades, and the whole thing. So that's always a fun one in Green River.
Green River, the Melon Days is always a good time. As you said, you got softball tournaments. I believe they're having a golf tournament, a 5K, plus all the melon you can eat.
Yep, all the melon, and they usually cut it up for free during the day, and yeah, so you can get full off melon for sure.
So plenty of great things to do for the next couple of weekends over there in Emery County. As you said, Peach Days starts this week, and then Melon Days is next week. So plenty of ways to get out and have some fun before we say goodbye to summer. All right, and really an integral part of both of those events and is the office that you wanted to talk about, the travel office.
Yeah, the travel office, they've been fantastic. Just supporting activities and events throughout the county. They also are in charge of the museums and archives for the county, which are really important for our history and heritage through the archives as well as the museum. So the travel office, they manage a lot. They also help with county events, so just want to give a shout-out to them and the hard work that they put in and organize and keep things moving. So just wanted to give them a shout-out.
They will definitely be busy the next couple of weeks.
Yes, they will.
All right, so let's wrap up, like we always do, talking about some of the notes from the latest commission meeting. You had kind of, you said a redirection of
responsibilities.
That's the word I was looking for, that came about. Let's talk about that first.
Sure. So there was a shift in responsibilities in the commission office. Commissioner Kevin Jensen will be the new chairman for the office. So that'll be good. And just a little shift in responsibilities. Lynn's done a great job for a lot of years, and so giving him kudos for the work that he's done in the last many years as chairman. So the new responsibilities are with Commissioner Jensen as the chairman. And some other things to mention would be property tax. I know it's heavy on a lot of people's minds right now. Right now we're currently having Board of Equalization meetings as we talk about property taxes. I mean, it's heavy on us as commissioners as well as heavy on the community. We're trying to do the best we can to fight for our citizens and to lower those tax rates. We've had a lot of meetings, but we want to get the information out there. If you have an appraisal or are concerned about your property taxes, please, you know, find an appointment with assessor's office, get a meeting with the Board of Equalization so that we can look at your property and see what we can try to do to help. A lot of it's state mandated, but there are some things that we can try to help. So if you have some current concerns, please reach out and see if we can get with you to meet. We do have meetings on the 11th and 12th of this month if you want to try to get an appointment with us.
And that's one of those things, we talked about it before we came on the air. It seems like every year, this time of year, when those original statements, those first statements come out, there are always questions.
Yes.
And
yep,
so it's important to get those questions answered, isn't it?
Yes, yep. And there are a lot of factors that play into it. And so, yeah, it's worth having a conversation, see what the board can do to help. And then appraisals really help. If there are appraisals, it really helps us to see if we can, you know, help with those values. So,
all right. So once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emery County, taking out the time like he does every other week to kind of bring us up to speed on everything that's going on over there. Commissioner Leonard, thank you once again for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Have a great rest of the day.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.